Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I heard the gentle call of Oscar's nose in the distance.
Knew
it was time to start the show. You know what I think it is? Fall onset allergies.
No, it's a dog taking over your home. He gets warm really easy, so the AC's on all the time.
Oh, the dog?
Oh, God.
They're throwing off some heat.
I love my dog, but he's not paying the air conditioning.
He is. He's a drain on your finances.
Well, he can get cozy if he wants to.
Right.
He can throw on a couple sweaters.
Dog sweaters. Yeah. You know what? He'll come in handy in the winter.
Yeah.
He'll throw off some heat. By that time, he'll be big. He'll be like a space heater.
I guess my point being is this. If he wants to go lay under the vent or on top of the vent, that's possible.
Right.
Just because he wants to be next to mama all the time where it's warm and we have like a hot spot. And not that type of hot spot, you animals.
Yeah. Find the hot spots.
Just because he can't handle being away from mom doesn't mean my bills have to go up.
You wouldn't want to put him in the fridge.
Yeah. And what's his ROI these days? He licks me twice and goes away.
That's nothing.
That's like marriage after 20 years. At least you know where you're at. Hey, you want to call Charles Corral? He's on the road
again.
Let's
call him. Yeah. On the Florida Trail, I think we coined it yesterday, right?
Oh, no, dysentery.
Yes.
What was that computer game?
The Oregon Trail.
The Oregon Trail, that's right. He's suffering from the most grievous of maladies. Calling Mike live. He's in his car. Two-car trip.
Hello. Yes.
Do you suppose Mike is in the front car or Carla's in the lead car?
He's leading. He's got
Mike, are you leading?
I'm leading.
You're on the air, by the way, Mike.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, dynamite.
How's Clark doing? From Lewis and Clark.
All right. Well, if he doesn't, Oscar, I never wait. Get into the ring. So let me start. I'm glad Oscar started. Oscar, let me explain the 2-day trip that we're taking, not a 3-day trip. I know it might appear to be a 3-day trip.
Right.
We'll take you through the chronology and then await your humble apology.
Okay.
So the deal is that I find out Saturday evening that we have power.
Power.
I get very, very excited. I make the decision at that point, we're going to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
We were really up in the air whether we were going to leave on Sunday or I was going to come back into D.C. on Monday until we were 100% we had power. There was a chance we may leave on Sunday in the event that we didn't have power, but we weren't going to take that chance. So I find out Saturday, I was out with her mom. We get on the road by about 12:30, 1 o'clock on Sunday. That is a half a day of driving, and that is why we ended up in Fayetteville and not Savannah, Georgia. So we were much further away on our first evening. Last night, we got into the Gainesville, Florida area, roughly 8 o'clock at night, which means right now I've got about 3 hours and 40 minutes. But that's why there were 2 nights, and I'm driving a half day today, a little less than a half day today, as opposed to 3 days!
I apologize, Mr. O'Mara.
How was Gainesville?
Chad made it to Arizona in 2 days.
He listened.
He does.
And I'll listen today, too, pal.
Pal is a word that means friend.
I'm on hands-free. Does it sound like crap? Because I can go off hands-free.
No, you sound great.
Safety is
first,
paramount.
And you sound good.
Yeah, are you wearing your helmet?
No, but I should be. I'm very... I was ready to go this morning. Mrs. O'Mara is a phenomenal traveler. She truly is. She is truly a great traveler. And this morning was one of the rare mornings where I was the one motivating her to get moving.
Oh.
And so we're probably a little later than I would have liked to be. There were actually, you know, we debated as to whether we would get into Fort Myers at 10:15, 11 o'clock last night. But there are two things. They tell you to be careful when you're driving down there right
sure.
now on the back roads. And the second thing is, I wanted to have my eyes open when I went in here. And I got to tell you what the most striking observance of this trip has been, and that is stunning the amount of power trucks that gratefully I see going north now. I've never seen anything like it. You know, they've got Florida Power and Light now has restored power to 4 million people. And I don't want to overstate it. I don't want to sound schmaltzy, but I have to say this. If you don't think this country is pretty incredible, just imagine in your mind what it must be like, the endeavor it must be like, not from people within the state, but from people around the country, to get 4 million people back online with power. I think, you know, I figured it out when I saw these trucks. I'm driving now on 75 South, and I don't go a mile without 2, 3, 4, 5 power trucks coming back up north. This must have been some truly amazing effort on their part to get the state functional. It's a little scary. We just filled up with gas, and the Waze app came on and said, do you have gas at this location? So we're still in a state that's a little bit
locked.
And, of course, we were pretty terrified by the Maria situation. And I tell you, you'll never think of a hurricane the same when you've been impacted by one. And that's why for the people of Puerto Rico and anybody in our listening audience that has friends and family down there, say a prayer or collective consciousness for those people down there. It's pretty amazing.
Mike, we didn't get a chance to talk about this. Speaking of fuel, even those with electric cars, for example, when the hurricane hit and even during this time now when people were in recovery mode, the company Tesla actually, they extended the range of the batteries of some of these vehicles to make sure that they had enough juice because there's no power. Where are you going to recharge?
So what did they do? Did they like lower the output so you can go further but with less power?
Well, there's probably a nice sweet spot of where you can go where you can say this is your mile range.
Sure.
But so they extended it to give people more time to either get out or move around.
Right.
It's crazy, right?
And they did that online, right?
Yeah. Over the air, which makes you think, why don't they just extend it for everybody?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, on my Tesla, I left clicked and downloaded air conditioning.
you know what? I am just saying, I'm thankful right now. I'm feeling amazingly emotional today, just looking at what I'm looking at driving through. I'm not even in Tampa yet, and we don't know what we're going to see. So it's weird. You know, I've been...
Is it progressively really more torn up as the further south you get? Can you see it developing? Or
Right now, the only thing I've seen, and we've gone through Jacksonville, across the state to Gainesville, now we're on 75, coming down the western part of the state. The only thing I've seen is a lot of water. There's a lot of flooding that you can see from the highway. You know, not a lot of tree damage yet. There's the occasional tree that's down, so we haven't gotten into the real thick of it yet, but it'll be interesting to see what happens when I get down there. It's weird. It's a weird feeling. You know, today's not... I thought I'd be doing cartwheels, getting back to my house and all this. I'm, I don't know.
Melancholy?
You feel like you're going to go in and take an exam for a major class. You don't know... You don't know what really you're going to expect.
Right.
So it's more, not melancholy as much as it's just nervous. But as I told you, Oscar, that Nest Cam that you sent me was my little barometer to be online down there where I am. So the fact that not only power, but having us online down there, I'm just I'm grateful. It's a feeling of gratitude. And, you know, when you're away from the situation, you don't have power, I think you end up getting more bitchy than if you're down there in the teeth of it. And I look forward to seeing my friends and finding out what that was like. I'll tell you, I don't know what we would have done if we had Maria coming right over the peninsula again. I mean, I know this is the season. This may not be our first tropical storm or hurricane that we deal with even this year. You have to be a realist about that. But the idea of finally getting back in the car and driving down and then maybe having one come in this weekend was going to be real tough to get Mrs. O'Mara to stay in the state after that. If
sure.
that happened.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably crazy. Taxing emotionally as well.
It's been weird. It's been a weird little situation, and I think I'm glad to be going back, but I'm worried about what I'm going
to
see.
Well, you have to take some comfort. I mean, just as a survival mechanism, the fact that the worst is behind you.
Yes.
Those power trucks leaving the state is an amazingly good sign, and it's going to get better.
Many more on 95 than anywhere else. That's where they all were coming up on 95. And I said, I've seen a couple. They're slowing down up here. I think they're getting out of there. But I'm really, really psyched. I'm really, really, really psyched about. Of just getting back, and you know, the fact that I'll be able to put the studio together and be talking to you guys normally tomorrow is exciting to me. Knock on wood, you know, everything.
Yeah, well, we were glad to have you, but we like normalcy too. We like that you're getting back there and things are going to get back to where that's right.
So Chad really drove to Arizona in 2 days, Oscar?
Yeah,
I think that's the takeaway from the hurricane,
Mike. With no air conditioning. Because he didn't have air conditioning at the time. Yeah. And his dog,
you know,
Murray.
You know, and his dog, oh, he's great.
Mike, can I ask you a question about something that occurred to me today?
Isn't he great, Rob?
If I had to classify him, I'd call him top-notch.
We had to make a show.
But I wanted to ask you, Mike, since you are on the road and my mind was wandering today, I thought about the old Charles Kuralt segment that used to be on CBS Sunday Morning, On the Road with Charles Kuralt. When you made your parody of that back in the morning show days,
I got to interrupt you. I'm north of Tampa right now.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 billboards, and they are shredded.
Man.
They're in pieces.
Not any of ours, I hope.
You don't own any.
There's just half of us.
Yeah. Clear Channel calls us. Yes. Oh, we've only got a picture of Oscar.
We've got TM.
No ice.
I think the way they do them now with the, I guess it's kind of a breakaway vinyl or something like
sure.
that, but they all are, they're all intact. They're on the boards, but they're shredded. You can't read them. Because they're in tatters. It almost looks like, oh man, what's the stuff they hang? Is it bunting?
Yeah.
It almost looks like it's bunting hanging down on each of these. I'm gonna try to take a close look because they all look the same.
What about the Mons Venus one with half a heel?
We haven't seen that one, but this is real. It's weird. What I'm trying to look at right now is whether they prep them. What they did do with some streetlights is they lowered them down to the ground on these giant poles.
Oh, this is like what they said for you to do on your screens. Maybe they shredded them in advance so that they would save the structure.
Makes sense.
That's a good idea.
I think that might have happened, but I can't tell, and I won't be getting out of the car to check it out.
That's all right. That's fine.
You know, that's the first thing. Anyway, go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. It occurred to me as the de facto show historian, your Charles Kuralt On the Road parody, was that not the first time a fart sound effect was used on your radio show?
You would remember that better than I would. I will tell you, I remember doing, God, that's how old I am. I did a Charles Kuralt parody.
It was great. It was before we knew that he was doing On the Road because he had trim all across America.
You're not old, Mike.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember going into Betty Wilson's farm. Betty Wilson's farm. Betty has a lovely daughter that we refer to as the bed warmer. The bed warmer that she'd, on a cold night,
God.
Farmer Wilson's daughter would come down and warm my thighs.
Oh!
Charles's
thighs.
I'm doing that on pure memory. I have very little memory of that particular bed. Those were the good days that I have.
But today you are our Charles Kuralt, as you phone in as you traverse the country.
Did Charles Kuralt do an endorsement of Snapple by chance?
Oh, this is not.
Thank you. I was trying to remember.
This is not an appropriate topic.
Oscar, all is forgiven.
You know what, Mike? It's a great beverage.
I cannot. They were so easy on you during that segment when you talked about what you purchased.
So did I have any home runs for you? Did I hit anything that was right?
Not for me personally, no.
What about a Diet Coke?
Oh, no, just for, again, for context, for those of you not in the know. We have a brand new beverage, commercial soda fridge here in the studio, in our studios.
Right.
And I gave Rob $100 on a whim because he's a Costco guy. I said, look, this weekend.
Yeah, what you did was you sent Shecky McSelfish to get the soda stocking. He took your C note and did what he always does. Like, half-asses everybody else and covers his own ass. That's what he
How did I cover my ass? How did I cover my ass?
You bought, what soda you bought that you like?
What do you mean? I bought standard. If I was doing like a wedding reception or a party, what I would buy. Standard drinks, the big three from Coke, ginger ale, sparkling water, regular water.
Let me make sure that I come to that fabulous catered Spiewak wedding for the Snapple bar. I'm really looking forward to that.
All right, Mike, what should I have bought? What should I have bought?
No, you're not getting off that easy. I want you to once again list the sodas, and I will analyze them as useless and for you alone.
Yes, all right, please.
Go ahead.
He's got the receipt. He's got the receipt right here.
All right, I got.
Can I say one thing before you start?
Yes. Oh, please.
Bless you, my children, for enhancing my mood this morning.
All right, I hold in my hand the receipt from the Leesburg Costco, and these are the beverages I bought. I bought one case of F*** you cola.
No, stop it.
How dare you? How dare you?
That was simply a joke. That's a joke. That's all.
I want you to go through the exercise that you did yesterday. I was practically reaching into my phone to want to participate in this.
All right.
I'm going 85 miles an hour right now. I got to back it off a little bit.
All right.
Sorry.
You're very excited. I know. I bought a case of half-liter bottles of water.
Yes.
Okay. Water. Got to have water.
All right. That is the first thing, and that would count as something for everybody.
Yes.
I give a thumbs up to that.
Okay. All right. A case of San Pellegrino sparkling water.
What the F is that? What the hell?
Yeah.
What is
it? It's sparkling water.
It's fizzy water.
Yeah. Some people like it.
Was it on sale? I know what it is. I'm just saying, what the hell is that? Was it on sale?
It was.
Oh.
It was $3.50 off.
That's the Academy of War Rob. War Rob.
Okay.
But I would have bought it anyway. I think it's a wonderful thing. I bought a.
I'm not a fan.
All right. A case of Sprite.
That's Rob. That's poor Rob. Sugary. Sweet
not for me. I don't like it. I don't like uncaffeinated sodas as a rule. So not for me.
Do your kids?
I don't know what my kids. I'm sure they'll drink anything you put in front. No, not Julia. Julia doesn't eat carbonation.
Come on now. Your kids like it.
No. Robert would drink it. Julia
Someone
won't.
You know likes it. But I think that Mike, to be
that
fair.
That is the weakest damn argument ever.
To be fair.
Someone you know likes it. Hey, someone you know lives in Arizona.
In your home.
But once again, buying a case of Sprite. You know who drinks Sprite? An 11-year-old in 1968 drinks Sprite. Nobody nowadays drinks Sprite.
Well, hold it, Mike. If they're 11 in 1968, now they're 50.
Yeah.
So they might still drink it. You never can tell. But we're buying for other people.
Other people.
Terrible choice.
Well,
terrible.
Thank you. A case of Diet Coke.
Diet Coke's fine. That's a staple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Standard go-to for everybody.
All right, a case of Coke.
Regular Coke.
You know, people like regular Coke. That's okay.
Okay. Thanks for the high praise on these wins. A case of ginger ale.
Did I say they were wins?
No, that's what I was saying, that even when something is acceptable, it sounds like I've destroyed the nation.
You know, what you could do is you could have casually gone to a soda machine and looked at the variety pack they have in there and done a much better job than this hodgepodge acid trip of soda selection.
Where do you weigh in on ginger ale?
Ginger ale is like Sprite. It's like regular sugary ginger ale. I don't know the last time I had a ginger ale was. That could have been. But my point, let me make my point here. These soda pops are being put in place of something else. So I'm not upset about ginger ale or Sprite per se. I am upset that this massive amount of sugary ginger ale and sugary Sprite, which, like, a 1950s salesman might have put in his 7-7, and it's Ryan Ginger. Back in the 60s would be okay. But now, you know, nowadays, you could have filled those slots with more attractive beverages that might actually be...
Dr. Pepper.
You know what you are? You're a soda jerk.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Isn't Pony great? The thing about Pony is all the funny things he says.
I'm going to drive off the road. That's a funny line. You're a soda jerk.
Yeah, he has lots of time to come up with funny lines in his empty apartment and figurines. He goes up to the porcelain Chinese lady and says, "Do you think this is funny?" Funny. She didn't react. Guess I better put my pants on and go to work. Ginger ale was bought on purpose, and let me tell you why. Ginger is medically proven to soothe your stomach.
Right. Yes, yeah, soothe your stomach. Okay, so, you know, when we have the people that have peptic ulcers that come to visit, we'll be very, very happy.
Actually, Mike, I was thinking more about hangovers, but yeah, your point carries water as well.
Yeah, hangovers is a good point, Rob, but I'm talking about the volume, the cases of these things. I think that... Keep going.
Case of original variety Gatorade drinks, half liter bottles.
That's fair. That's actually, yeah, I think,
Gatorade,
a luxury.
Gatorade found in every convenience store in the world. I will give you a thumbs up for that one.
Thank you. Izzy juice.
Boo! Boo!
Izzy juice. Carbonated waters with flavors.
All right, now here we go.
This is where he mucks it up.
Here's where Rob's residency at Costco comes to the fore here. You don't see that swill. You don't see that sewer water anywhere anymore but Costco.
I like
no
it.
No one f***ing sells it anymore.
They sold it this weekend.
Yeah, because they can't move it, so they sold it to you.
Yep.
Mike.
What happened to your... There was a part of my life when you respected my notion of retail, and now you're calling me out on it. What happened to the respect? Where is the love?
You have to isolate this into a specific incident. This is not my general regard for all things retail and especially grocery. This is when I heard the shopping list, the grocery list of mistaken purchases yesterday, I was in a state of
also
shock.
You gotta know we're buying for an unknown audience.
Yeah, but
this
the Izzy soda is something. And Mike, I apologize for cutting you off, but let me put my two cents into the Izzy soda. The Izzy soda you'd never find at any reputable convenience store. The only place you'd find Izzy soda in the soda fridge would be my Latino markets, because they're buying it for cheap and reselling it to you for $2 a pop. Like, that is the low rent of low rent.
Yeah, here's the point you just made. You just made your own point. I'm buying for people I don't know. Yes, and you failed miserably.
No, you don't know that yet. You don't know that yet. This could be a screaming success. This could be a wonderful success.
Minnesota, and I swear to God, I'm not going to be directly impacted by this, but when the good neighbors move in and when everybody is there, make a point to keep tabs on the inventory.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. You know what? I'm gonna be 6 feet under. Worms are gonna be eating my eyes. I'm gonna have flying cars, and that goddamn Izzy soda is gonna still be on the shelf in our little village.
You know what's really sad? Now I feel like I have to buy him a different Christmas present, because he's not gonna like the Izzy soda I bought him. I feel really bad.
I got it. The man came up with Costco. Nothing washes a good fruit cake down with an Izzy soda.
It's a great pairing. And the last thing I bought is a case of Snapple tea, various flavors.
Awesome. And that's the one I'm glad you finished with that, because that's where I'd like to linger longer.
Okay.
Because the fact is, Snapple. Remember when Snapple first came out? When Snapple, and I remember because I'm an old man, Snapple came out before there was really anything such as a bottled iced tea.
True.
And it was exciting because bottled iced tea was a new beverage where, hey, we don't have to make our own iced tea. We can get a bottle of it. Isn't this exciting? Isn't this fun? Snapple was followed by a myriad of other companies.
Yeah, and honest tea, everything, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, and making their iced tea. Snapple was first, but they have demonstrated time and time again. They are far from... You remember Wendy with Snapple? Fat ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Remember that? Yeah, I do.
Let me tell you, but is Snapple out there right now?
No, we don't have any Snapple in the building.
They're still
right
in
now.
His car. We have to bring him in.
When you bring Snapple in, take one randomly. It can be one of their smegma flavors. Slide a Snapple. It can be diet or regular. Does not matter. Take a Snapple out of the case, and before you do anything, take the Snapple, put it in front of your face, and take a look at the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, yeah, there's sediment from brewed tea. There's sediment there.
Yeah, it'll look like Roseanne's septic tank at the bottom of that.
Why does that bother you? That's particles of real brewed tea.
It's particles of mung. I don't like it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 power trucks just went by me.
Wow. Mm. I bet they would like to have a nice, fresh Snapple.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, you shake it up, and here's another thing. Then try to shake it up, saying, oh, it needs a little shake. No, because that toxic waste at the bottom of a Snapple bottle is so fused onto the glass because it's so artificial and nasty that you can't get a shake. I swear to God, I'm giving you my legitimate gripe on Snapple. And how many cases did you buy?
One.
One too many. One too many.
And it'll be, you know what? After today's show, it may be going back to Cost Company. Because you know what? I don't want to befoul our refrigerator with Satan's piss.
Are you going to swap it out for Ocean Spray?
I'll swap it out for Diet Dr. Pepper. Apparently that gives everyone
Diet
a hard
Dr. on. Pepper rules.
Diet Dr. Pepper is one of the great diet beverages. Where is the root beer?
Oh, that would have been mug root beers. Oh, that would have been great.
You guys can go in your hat. There's no need for root beer. You want to talk about drinks for young kids from 1950? A root beer. Maybe I could get sarsaparilla.
Oh, God. I guarantee you don't like root beer.
I love root beer. I was trying to make... What do you mean?
Because you put where the root beer should go, you put Snapple in there.
Well, I can get root beer, but I thought root beer was for children.
Diet root beer is a wonderful variety. Diet Dr. Pepper is that. Diet.
Oh, okay, diet.
Diet.
Diet, Mike, diet.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for using the word that comes off of your lips only once every 7 years. Diet.
Diet. Oh, to be as thin as you.
You know I'm not even going to tell you. We had another one of them free motel breakfast this morning.
Square eggs? Did you get square eggs?
No, you know what? This was the, they actually had biscuits and gravy, and Carla comes over to the table, and I notice she has actually, maybe for like the third time in her life, gotten that. And I said, oh, we're not coming back on it today? And I practically fell over the chair running to the breakfast thing at Manatee Central. And you know what's amazing is all these fat ladies were at the counter, and they were getting their biscuits and gravy, and they were drinking Snapple!
And Mike, looking over the shopping list, you know roughly half the beverages I bought were diet-friendly. There's Diet Coke, there's water. There's sparkling water.
Diet-friendly. Water doesn't count as a diet.
Water is kind of just a staple. You need
water. All right. Well, then I will not mention it, but there was Diet Coke and the sparkling water.
What was the brand of water? Just
I think out. It's, what's the...
Aquafina?
No, it's a...
Dasani?
No, it's a brand name. Poland Springs, maybe?
Is it
Poland Springs.
How am I going to get crap for Poland Springs? Give me the receipt again.
Poland Springs is fine. Poland Springs is fine.
No, not according to Pony, because he's making some sort of Polish joke.
He's so
Pony,
Polish.
Pony, do you drink water?
I do.
I'm drinking Aquafina right now.
Oh, don't use your sexy voice.
Water, Rob. Hey, Rob, you've got a good memory of the show. You know that used to be my go-to water.
Well, you preferred an Evian was always your first, I thought.
Yeah, but I also liked Aquafina.
Aquafina was a go-to,
I probably drank Aquafina than I did Evian because Evian got too expensive.
What about some Red Bulls and Fijis?
Sorry. Red Bulls and Fijis, is that what you'd like?
Yes.
All right, then you shall have it.
Thank you.
Good.
No, I think if you're talking about the kids, I think perhaps some sort of energy product would be appropriate.
Or Monster.
Aren't they overpriced? Aren't they, like, really expensive?
They're horribly expensive.
But it's just us, though. It's just us. It's four of us sitting here drinking sodas.
You know what's going to happen? You're gonna put like 30 Monster Energy drinks in there. Rofo's going to roll in for a Thursday afternoon, and they're all going to be gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one bay on that. We're going to roll in on a Saturday. He's going to have a stand set up down on Wisconsin Avenue.
Not cool. So is Snapple the last part? And by the way, was the Snapple case a variety case?
It was a variety case, yes.
All right. I'm very disappointed.
I'm going to return the Snapple and turn it into something that pleases everybody.
And I think weekly we should have a full update on what's going on in the soda fridge.
Yeah, I would replace that. You're going to replace the Izzy, correct?
No, I'm leaving that out of spite.
Izzy is flavored soda water, correct?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that just soda?
You know what? Go ahead and leave it. Have you tried Izzy, Rob?
I think I have.
And what is your opinion of it?
A+, best thing I've ever had.
He thinks it's an A+.
It was no mic, to be honest. Lying. Unremarkable, but I think a nice option when you're having sodas to be given away.
I'm happy that you are as passionate about this as I was. I didn't want to insult Rob because he actually did go to the store, you know?
Well, when I heard Snapple, I was just like, Snapple?
It's like 1980 what? Again.
Yeah, I know. With all the things on your mind, I'm glad I finally found something to upset you.
You know what? How about replacing the Snapple with some of the fabulous Arizona products?
Oh, Arizona tea still rule.
I can do that.
Still rule.
2 days.
You know what? Yeah, I got one there. They've got the little mango tea. They've got.
Hold it. There will never be a mango product in that refrigerator.
Why never?
I hate mangoes.
It's not about you.
But the Arizona tea line is a better product than the Snapple line. And you know what the theme of the Arizona tea line is? That it says Arizona iced tea. Chad gets there in 2 days.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a safe trip, Mike.
Ciao.
Bye, boys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take away from that, everyone has an opinion after the soda is bought. Because that's easy. Let's start this show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sorry about that.
All right, Meow. Hand over your license and registration. Hurry up, Meow. There's something funny here, boy?
No.
All right, Meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying Meow?
Am I saying Meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going?
What did you find out at the weigh station?
My cruiser weighs 16,000 kilograms.
I just got off the phone with Tom Mercado from the Budget Committee. This thing with Favre is screwed up, Pooch.
What? They can't lump us in with that f***ing Martian.
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun. Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic. Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really. Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Favre. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
Oh!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
That's a tribute to Julia's improv team.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app, sounding better than ever. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at any time. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. That's the helpline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mike was on the helpline today. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Lyft. I saw you getting out of a Lyft today.
Yes.
It was great.
How pleasant was that?
It was wonderful.
They start
to see
ticketing
you
at CVS, I start taking a Lyft.
That's right. It's a magical thing. Now, you know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there. Oscar uses it all the time, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. You see, it was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. Saw it happen today when Oscar got out of the car. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of your tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups with the new AMP device. It's a color-coded light that helps passengers find their drivers. Makes it so easy.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. And if you want to make more money, here's what you do. You drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Simple formula. Happy drivers means happy passengers. And maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today and get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply. Well, Mike sounds like he's back into the swing of things.
He's happy. He's getting home.
Yes.
He's taking his time. It really is working out.
He was. Do you think at any point he was so upset about the Snapple that he got a text from Carla? Why are you swerving? Are you okay? Are you having a TIA up there?
As far as the studio is concerned, growing with this new partner that we'll announce here in the next few weeks, right? Is the fact that we do have all this space.
Yes.
And it's funny now that you can see through the entire suite here.
The whole room, the studio has a much different feel.
Yeah. One, it gives us more space to work on the program, which is great. Two, I sit here and I'm like, there's going to be so many reasons for shtick on this program now.
Yes, well, when you're around people, things happen.
A few things are on top of mind right now. A, is that the sodas that Rob purchased in Waters are baking in his car right now because we're all so lazy, no one will bring them up.
Right, baking in 80 degree weather.
Yeah.
They're almost boiling.
Still, you can't leave your car, you're a dog in the car alone, you can't leave your sodas alone.
You realize
in the
when the sodas are on the shelf, they're also in 80 degree weather.
Costco has air conditioning.
I'm talking about the warehouse, pal.
It's still cool,
though. I think we'll be okay. That's right. The Snapple, once it goes bad, how can you tell?
So after this, yeah, that sediment's going to be sediment. So after the show, we're going to have Dan O'Brien go and pick up all the pallets of soda.
Yeah,
right?
I will bring the car near to the door.
You'll help him out a little bit.
I'll bring the car near to the door, and I'll tell him the best way to do it.
Second of all, we've got Dan O'Brien here, which reminds me of a fun story I think you guys will enjoy, right?
What's that?
Is that our friend Dominique Fox was yes. here last week. Mm-hmm. And Dan, look, Dan, he loves the NFL. He loves football. He's Dan the fan. He did a sports show when he was at GMU. Like, he is obsessed.
Yeah.
You imagine that someone that is obsessed, when they meet someone that played in the league and now works for ESPN and is a friend of the show, well, you know, I obviously want to connect with them, right?
Yeah, of course.
So what I didn't know happened last week when Dan O'Brien was here, and Dan, this isn't meant to embarrass you. I just thought it was funny because I heard it yesterday for the very first time.
And it's important that we put it on the historical record.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
My lovely fiance Shannon was here. And I was talking to Dominique briefly in one of the offices. And I'd gone to the restroom or something happened. I don't know. But I didn't see this exchange. So Dan was here helping clean up for the village, right?
Okay.
And he's helping with Rofo. We're paying them an hourly wage. They're making some side cash.
Right. Big money.
Big money.
No whammies.
And no whammies. Paid by Venmo for my account. and I guess Dominique walked in and Dan fanboyed out. Like, he completely fanboyed out. He goes,
no.
I'm so excited for the NFL season. It's so great. Football is back. Oh, my God.
Now, hold on. I have to ask, as a moment of clarity, was he saying it sort of passively hoping that Dominique
He approached Dominique.
God, I can't even imagine what's worse.
Yeah, which again,
that's not true.
It's along those lines, right? We'll get your side of the story in just a second.
It's called Counterpoint.
Yes. And what I heard secondhand is, because again, Dominique was here to work, essentially, sure. Right?
Right.
I think he looked at him and said, "More work, less talk," and kept walking.
Keeping me in line.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you know him, we all know him here, except for Dan, clearly.
Right.
Is hilarious.
It is.
Because he's never that, just a, like, kind of rude.
In your face.
Yeah, in your face.
Yeah, I think what he loves to talk about almost anything except football.
Because it's your job, and when it's your job, it becomes tedious.
And I do remember the other time that Dominique got upset is when our intern did not make eye contact with him on the road.
Yeah, Emmy. Yes.
Yeah, Emmy. Them. That's right.
Emmy snubbed him.
So what he wants is to be treated just like a regular guy.
Yes.
And that's not Dan's policy.
What is your side of the story, Dan O'Brien?
Hold on. Before we hear it, let us take a break.
Oh, my God.
We're a little behind.
I can't wait.
This is going to be great.
Time flies.
So when we return, we'll hear what Dan has to say and get the other side of the coin.
A misstep.
That's right. Exactly. Dan, relax. Have a Snapple. It'll be a moment. Back after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Rob Mara from the Rob and Joe Show. It's that time of the year again. A new Rob and Joe promo. Joe's not even here. We're that lazy. Our fearless leader, Mike O'Mara, said we need new promos. And 7 months later, here I am. Yes, that's how creative we are. Check back for our next promo in 12 years when we break down the great Anthony Weiner, Mel Gibson presidential race. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes. Download us on the app, robandjoeshow.com. See you in 2028, the year of the oxen.
Question.
Yes.
Anyone in the room? Do you understand every single aspect of refinancing?
No.
Neither do I. I don't. I simply don't. It's a complicated process, and when your money is on the line, the last thing you want to do is jump into a refi without understanding what you're doing, right?
No, you don't. You don't want to go in blind.
Right. That's why you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone's office is right here in our building. I went and visited them yesterday.
Oh, look at you.
Beautiful. Looks so nice down there. They are good guys, and they will get your refi process moving fast and easy. They will even advise you on whether or not refinancing is right for you. Now, right now, interest rates are mighty low, so now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They can show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could, clear up enough money to clear out a high interest credit card or do some home improvements or even get some money and visit the bad place.
Yes.
Go and gamble.
Do what you want.
Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. Officially endorsed by Oscar Santana.
It's important to highlight, by the way.
Look at the little sticker of Oscar
it's not just me. We've got a handful of success stories now for the short time that Cornerstone's been with us that have actually worked with Cornerstone, and it's worked out for them.
Even exceeded their expectations. Yes. So make the call. Find out where you're at. Click on their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Mike O'Mara's home state of Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible.
Perfect.
Cornerstone. All right, Dan O'Brien was he basically attacked.
What are
Dominique.
Your rules for engagement with guests and I would imagine coworkers?
It's not nearly as vicious as Rob is portraying it to be.
Yes. What signaled to you that there was a green light to approach?
That Dominique was literally walking by me.
Yes. So when strangers walk by, you just start talking to them and attacking them.
Yeah. I've met Dominique before.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's funny because Dominique got
keep
mad
saying
at Emmy.
Dominique. It's not going to change anything.
You know what? Maybe you should say Mr. Foxworth.
Yes, Mr. Foxworth.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Foxworth got mad at Emmy for not acknowledging him.
Overcompensating. Yeah, but you're not hot in that way. You know, he's not into you.
That's fair.
Yes.
That's fair.
Married man, but a man doesn't stop looking even though they're married, right?
Not a bad looking guy.
But you're a good looking guy.
Thank you.
It's the
this
shirts.
Is getting weird. All right, move on, please.
I figured the worst thing that I could do was not acknowledge him as he walks by me.
What about the football comment?
I just said football because he
football.
Was involved
football.
With football. I said I was
black man.
You
know, apartheid.
Wow.
What civil might have been rights.
Dan, huh. That's a different conversation.
Black Lives Matter. You gonna throw that out there?
No.
Might have started with just a hello. I think there is a lot of real estate
fumble
between football and screaming apartheid.
Yes.
You might want to just say hello. Hello is nice.
Mandela.
I have a Dan story that.
Oh my God! No. This was not. Scripted.
This is not
this is completely organic. What happened?
I'm not implying anything about Dan, but one morning we were sitting here before the show,
yes,
watching something on the news, and the Harlem Globetrotters came on the screen.
Yes,
America's Dan, favorite basketball Dan, funny man.
Dan, do you remember what she said to me?
I vaguely.
You very, very absentmindedly turned and glanced at the screen, looked back, and said, "What was that? A non-white person?"
What?
Dan! What's wrong with you?
I don't think
he was being racist.
No, I don't think you're. Look, to clarify, I don't think Dan's a racist.
Thank you.
I think Dan is. He's swinging for the fences with inappropriate humor here and there.
I think he's socially inept.
Yeah, I think that.
And I mean it in the best possible way.
What do you mean by that?
I just think that if you are in an office setting and you make a remark like that about a basketball team, or if you see the former head of the NFL president's
Players Association. The president. Yeah.
And the president of the Players Association, and you just go, sure can't wait for football!
That's not how it happened, though. I didn't just yell football because I saw Dominique. I didn't see a black guy and go, oh, football, he's going to like that. I said, hi, Dominique, how are you? Like a normal person.
Okay, yes.
And then Dominique responded, I'm good, how are you?
Yes.
And then I said, I'm excited for the football season. And then he said verbatim, let's talk more work.
When one of the most pleasant and charming and glib individuals I've ever met says to you, let's talk more work, you've misstepped.
Oh, he hates me.
Yeah. And I don't think he cares enough to hate you.
He would have said something to me personally if there was a problem. He didn't say a single word.
I think he hates me so much he doesn't want to bring my name up.
Would you say, Dan, that was a situation with Dominique that you mishandled?
Absolutely.
Then you are socially inept.
Mm. Yeah. He knows. He's self-aware enough to know that that was a misstep. And sure. You're 25, right?
23.
Okay, 23. Wow. Sorry. You're 23.
He can vote.
At 23.
Buy cigarettes.
And drink.
I remember misstepping through my 20s, probably till my late 20s and even early 30s. And you learn from those experiences.
Right.
What have you learned?
To not bring up football with Dominic.
That's fair.
That's a good takeaway. It's a good takeaway.
And I think the less I talk to Dominique, the better for everyone.
No, but short pleasantries are more than enough for anybody, especially
hello.
If they're either going to the restroom or coming back into the studio because there's another job to be done.
Yeah, he probably doesn't want to have a long conversation when he just wants to go to the damn bathroom.
Yes.
Dan, but then again, I'm too socially inept, so what would I know?
Dan, how long have you been with us?
It feels like forever.
But give me a real answer.
A year.
All right. In a year, I think we've all realized no one enjoys a long conversation with Dan.
Don't be rude. I have had Dan to my house. He has a lot of questions, and it's important in this day and age to ask and make sure things are going right.
If you had Dan in your house, I've got a lot of questions. Let's take
Dan
a pause.
Dan is pleasant.
High praise.
Thanks.
When we come back, the mailbag. On the microphone.
The mailbag!
Yeah, he's got to do it.
Tuesday's birthdays!
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say Sugar Glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOmeraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
The fun is the best part. Stamps.com. Here it is, plain and simple. I can't make it any easier for you than this. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can then use to grow your business. It just makes sense. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer. Then the mailman picks it up. No more post office. Think of that.
That's phenomenal.
Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything. Domestic, international, just click.
Football.
Print, mail.
Print anything.
Letters of apology.
Yes.
You can do it all. Mail. That's right.
Fatheads.
Unlike the post office. Would it be a fat
Phone
head
fingers.
Of, would it be a fat head of Dominique or
yeah.
Dan?
Yeah. Oh, no, both.
Mm. My head's regularly fat.
We could just submit
pretty funny.
It. Here's something for you, Dominique, you can put up in the bedroom. It's an intern. It's easy.
Dan O'Brien.
It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That is Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. That's how easy it is. We have used them forever. They're one of our first sponsors. Still love them. It's easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. So right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in these magical letters, TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. Stamps.com, you will never go to the post office again.
Mm,
good stuff.
Perfect.
Now, it is Tuesday, and you're saying, what? Tuesday? And I say, ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is time, because it's not about us.
It's all about
Feels weird. I'll get used to it, though.
It's an unusual sensation.
It's like putting on a new pair of underwear. A little tight.
Underwear.
Gotta break them in. Gotta break
underwear.
Them in.
I always think it was more like chewing on aluminum foil, but I like the underwear reference. You want. It's all about you.
Elastic.
All of the time. Beautiful stuff. And now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Editor's note.
Yes.
We start with an editor's note. Welcome to the brand new Tuesday mailbag.
Hey, Rob, what's in your sack?
No, you're not doing
my
that.
Brother.
We're not doing that?
No.
I thought I was Mike.
No, you see, I handed you a copy because you have something later.
Oh, okay.
But you don't necessarily. All right. It's not going to be a back and forth. Unless you want to.
No, no, this is
no,
a one-sided.
No, no. Okay, turn it up because I think you're going to like what you're going to hear, okay? We have a new youngest listener. How great is
yeah.
that?
Yeah, woo!
Eric Quick writes, Dear TMOS, I want to tell you about a moment that feels been like it's been a long, 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 long time coming. And after 38 weeks. Wow.
You know, you wrote these.
Yes. Well, no, actually,
he printed
did.
These.
I did print them. Here comes the sun.
Woo!
Yes. Lori and I welcomed future TMOS P1 and Crumb Ian Harrison Quick to the world on Tuesday, September 12th. We look forward to exposing him to the joys of the Moore Network and teaching him how to say, who's Marcus Serna?
Brilliant.
That's happy, fantastic.
Welcome to this world. Happy birthday. I'm an idiot.
Hello, guys. First of all, I would like to thank you for bringing joy to my boyfriend, Shad Doran. He is a huge fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, and he regularly listens to the podcast. Initially, I was not a huge fan of the show because I couldn't stand listening to Oscar's annoying laugh. But over time, I have come to grow very fond of you guys, and not because I was forced to listen to your show, but because I find it very informative and entertaining. And that's us. We inform...
And
we entertain.
Energy.
Secondly, I would love it if you guys could congratulate Shad Doran on behalf of his boyfriend Luis, or Luis, would you
Luis.
Say? Luis, and his daughter Rachel, as he will be celebrating his 44th birthday this Thursday. Thank you all so much for what you do. Luis Rezo, sent from Kennewick, Washington.
Oh,
happy
thank you,
birthday,
Luis.
Shad, and thank you
he
for
did,
getting over Oscar's laugh.
He did slander me, but I'll
Oscar's
laugh.
No, but he
Oscar's laugh.
Came around. Oscar's laugh. Happy Tuesday, fellas. I wanted to thank Mike for giving a nice shout out to all the utility workers who are laboring around the clock to restore power to Florida. This came up earlier today.
Yeah.
My old man has worked for the local utilities in Maryland for 35 years doing line work, and I can't tell you how many times he came home after working a bad storm and told us all the colorful things that people said to his crew while they were grabbing a hot cup of coffee after 14 hours or more of tough work restoring power. People see the crew not working at that specific moment, and they pass judgment on their work ethic. Thank you for giving these hardworking guys a tip of the hat, which they deserve. They go out in the worst conditions and handle voltage that could literally melt your arms off, so we can get the lights back on as soon as possible. So, the next time you see a utility man, thank him and buy him a cup of coffee. Without these guys doing some of this dangerous hard work, we would not enjoy the comforts that we take for granted every day. Keep up the great work, Ryan Revy.
I have a friend, Danny, who does this type of work, and he's absolutely right. It's the most dangerous work out there.
And you take it for granted. Yeah. So, yeah, don't make fun of him for having coffee. Buy him some coffee.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Support.
Be a regular guy, please. Rob, Mike, Oscar, and Pony, this Saturday I will enter the third year of my douchebag 30s. I have been a listener since the 90s on terrestrial radio, and I'm now a P1 listener because I don't want to suck any more than a person in their 30s already does.
Well done.
The 6 hours a week gets me through the drive to work and these tough parts of the day. And yes, my separation anxiety dog. Do you remember there was a dog that was eating the furniture until he left the podcast on? Yes, this is a callback to that. My separation anxiety dog, Manny, still listens to Uncle Mike while we are away. The dulcet tones of Mike seem to keep him from chewing on any more of our house. If Bing Crosby could give me some soon-to-be-a-dad advice for my birthday, I'd be eternally grateful. Also, there is a case of soda headed your way. Don't worry, Oscar. No Snapple.
Yes!
Thank you guys for all you do. I will now hang up and listen. Pacem, which means peace. We learned that last time. John Gerstmeyer, Director of Disciple Formation, Our Lady of Hope at St. Luke's. Mike normally handles the Bing Crosby, but if you can take a pale imitation, I will say this. Hey there, John. You had to have a baby, huh? It's good news. Make sure your wife doesn't drink while she's with child. Otherwise, you're going to end up with big, tall foreheads. Stay sober. Don't even end up with any sacramental wine.
Yeah, wait for your skull to get hard before you hit him.
That's right.
That's right. He allegedly abuses kids,
yes,
right?
Allegedly.
Not touching, just hitting.
Yes.
Yeah.
While that soft spot hardens, hit him on the ass. Ain't gonna do any damage there. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, God. Pony, and all the interns, past, present, and future, it was August 1st, 2010. My 60-year-old mother was mowing her 6-plus acres of a yard on her professional zero-turn radius mower. She always insisted on doing this because she enjoyed it. Unfortunately, on this fateful day, she rolled the mower down a steep ditch and met her demise. My oldest son was in the Army and was stationed in Washington, D.C. After a short time, he had to report back to duty from funeral leave. I wanted to find a podcast we could have in common, something to share. Besides, I needed some comic relief to at least start to bring me back to reality. So I did a search in the podcast aggregator for Washington, D.C. and funny. Of course, TMOS was at the top of the list. As soon as I heard Buzz's voice, a very familiar and beloved voice from my days of listening to radio in Chicago, I knew this was the perfect podcast for me. Even though Buzz is long gone and I've stopped listening to his podcast, well, Dave, that's fine. I'm still here and will be as long as you are. Thanks for everything you've done for me, Dave Coleman II.
Oh,
I like that.
Wow,
that's nice sweet.
Very, thank you, Dave. Josh writes, normally, I'm hesitant to write this kind of thing, but after listening to the conversation with Curly's grandson and spending the next hour trying to learn swinging the alphabet, I couldn't help myself and wanted to say thank you of reminding me of something I hadn't seen in years. And also, I wanted to thank you for being a great source and gateway for entertainment. After an hour or so, I've almost got it down. Good for you, Josh. I'm 30 and I've been a fan of everyone and their various projects and partnerships for as long as I can remember. I love the chemistry and banter on the show, though I'm still waiting for Rob to eventually attack Oscar, because some days it sounds like he's super close to doing so when Oscar is clearly just being himself and poking the bear. Well, you never know. It's a good reason to tune in tomorrow. Like,
tomorrow I will kill you.
Or maybe rest of today's show. It could happen. Listening to the show clearly brings me back to times when life was simpler and better with terrestrial talk radio. Amen, brother. Thanks again for all the work you do in helping make days brighter through laughter. A soon-to-be bonus subscriber. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. If I'm going to come across the board and beat you up. Josh D'Amico. And just because he wanted to, he mentioned it. I wanted to play this. This is the original Swinging the Alphabet from the Three Stooges.
B-A-Bay, B-E-B, B-I-Bicky-Bye-B-O-Bo, Bicky-Bye-Bo, B-U-Boo, Bicky-Bye-Bo-Boo.
We'll do C.
C-H-A, C-E-C, C-I-Sicky-Sigh-C-O-So, Sicky-Sigh-So, C-U-Soo, Sicky-Sigh-So-Soo.
I hope he sang along.
I can't believe he got it down.
An hour is not bad.
That's great.
If you want to check it out, that's from the 1938 short Violent is the word for curly. Taylor Hurst writes, I wanted to check in and let Oscar know he might not have the narrowest living space in the TMOS family anymore.
Really?
Hey, this is good news for you. Since he made the narrow life sound episode, that would be a good reality show.
The narrow life?
The narrow life. good reality show for you. Since he made the reality life sound so appealing, I was able to convince my wife to move out of our condo and buy a 33-by-8-foot trailer.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. So as to get our, so we were able to pay down our school debt and allow us to not throw away money on a condominium. And now we will actually have some equity in something that we might be able to sell and boost our down payment on a house in the next year or two. Yes. Please ask him if this sounds financially responsible, since I hear he has a business degree. We were able to park our trailer on the central coast of California, so we are now closer than ever to living the Jim Rockford life. As you know, in Rockford Files, he lived in a trailer on the coast of California. Which brings me to my ultimate request. My big sister just got married, and I had the great honor of walking her down the aisle and giving her away last week. She was the one that introduced me to the TMOS podcast. So can James Garner please wish Trussell. No, it's not, because he put a pronouncer in it.
Trussell
and Gerald Best best wishes on their new life together, and tell them to watch the mail for a Blue Apron box so they have no worries about dinner for the first several days of their life together. P.S. Mike hung up on my call twice yesterday. And although it was at my expense, it was so choice that truly my favorite part of the show is when he hangs up on Pitt. And that's exactly how we wrote it.
Yes. If you bring down your living expenses, that means you can save more.
Hold it. Say it like James Garner. You wanted a James Garner.
How does that sound?
That's a good idea. This will be good.
Why, yes. If you bring down your... Hello, I'm working here.
Sorry.
Hey, a lot of people see laughter as a vote of support.
Why, yes. If you bring down your living expenses, you should have more money for a down payment.
Hey, James Garner.
Like Marcus Serta.
For what it's worth, Mike, your job is safe. Dear friends, allow me to apply some lip service to your supple behinds before I get to my request. I know you get this all the time, but the TMOS show is really a shining star in my otherwise dreary commute to and from work each day. For Mike's voices, Rob's music beds, and Oscar's just off-the-mark references, you guys rock. Please keep the awesomeness going. Hee-haw and all that jazz. Now, my request. As I embark on year 40 plus 3, I'm hoping against hope for the annual episode of the Grease Man and Scott Shannon Theater Show. In years past, Mike and Rob have performed numerous scenes from various landmark films. To help move the show to a more modern era, this year I have requested a scene from the 1985 masterpiece Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Hoping the big wheel of voices hits Tina Turner three times in a row and Mike and Rob can reprise their roles. It would make this Canadian boy's birthday dream come true. I'll hang up and listen, sending lots of gentle hugs and kisses from north of the border in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, Jonathan Lambert. I don't think we need to spin for this.
No, and I would say that you and Pony have a better grasp on this.
All right, so do you want Pony to perform?
Yes.
Will you hand him his script, please?
He's going to be Grease because you're Shannon.
Clearly. Yeah, I'm going to be doing Scott Shannon.
I can't do Grease. I can only do Shannon.
Okay, then you can do Shannon.
Okay.
When have you done Shannon?
I do Scott Shannon all the time. That was not Scott Shannon.
Dude, I mean, is there like a pony podcast we don't know about? Where you do voices?
That's just you and me before the show.
He's so confident.
He is very confident.
I do it all the time.
All right, well, as Shannon, you start out the script then. So please begin. This is the Scott Shannon Grease Man Theater for That Guy in Canada.
Yeah, but this is the one off Broadway.
This is definitely off Broadway. You know what it is? It's a reimagining. Yeah. All right, Pony, go ahead.
Who run Bartertown? Who run Bartertown?
Hey, buddy, you know who?
Say.
Yeah, Master Blaster.
Say louder.
Master Blaster.
Master Blaster, what?
Lawman. Master Blaster. Yeah, buddy, runs Bartertown.
Louder.
From the deck of the Jack Tire. Master Blaster runs Bartertown.
Lift embargo.
Hey, that really sucked.
It did.
It was like Hamilton, but without the main guy.
Yeah, you go in and you got an understudy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you have a happy birthday. Yes.
Sorry for the poor performance.
It was B-. You know what that was? He ordered iced tea. He got a Snapple. Let us step away, and we'll return.
We're gonna take a shower
with the magic of Oscar Rotzi. Forgot my six-string
razor. This week's Americast is quite a show. Marcus Serta is not here, but fear not. It's hosted by me, the lovely
Jim Amato.
My guest is a man who exudes a ton of class. It's Spokane's very own Dirk Vastrick.
You're an ass. No, you're not. You're a sweetheart.
There are special guests and surprises for sure. We celebrate Carla on her birthday with Greg Lee.
Stay out of my wife's family.
Download it today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmerishow.com. It is the bomb.
I know this.
That's great. Mm.
It's a very special Americast when Marcus steps aside and lets Jim shine.
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff. Don't miss it. Amazon, listen.
Sodas!
You go to...
Sorry.
And get your Tourette's medicine there, too.
I want a plethora of piñatas. No. / sodas.
Amazon, you're using it anyway. What we need you to do, access it through our website or our app. All you have to do is click, and you're there. It's not too early to think ahead to Halloween. And a big tip of the TMOS cap to Luke DeRocher, who's setting up his kid as Elvis.
Oh,
look at all the stuff he bought. This is so great. He got him a mini jumpsuit. He got him Elvis sunglasses. Got him a microphone. Got the Elvis Presley child's wig. This kid is going to be the talk of the trick-or-treaters.
Halloween's right around the corner, people.
Got to do it, folks. So remember, just go to our website.
Candy, use costumes.
Yes. Pinatas.
If that's what you're into.
That's right. Remember, just click on our link. Shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. So be like Luke DeRocher. Make it happen. Happy Halloween. It really, really helps us out. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. And now, to bring you up to speed with all things Hollywood and, yes, Broadway, here's Oscar Santana.
Fellas!
Snapple!
Let me pull up my links here.
Yes.
As I was blindsided. Excuse me.
How are you blindsided?
Like, I totally forgot.
Oh.
So I just gotta pull them up.
That's fine.
While we wait, though, I'll give you some entertainment news of my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You teased yesterday a story about Narcos.
Yeah, there's a celebrity wedding in a couple weeks before we get to that.
Uh-huh.
And my wedding bangs... My bangs. Yeah, I'm wearing bangs for my wedding.
Oh, that looks nice.
My wedding bands arrived...
Oh, you mean your rings?
My rings?
Not the actual performers.
No.
The wedding bands.
I don't think we even have a DJ. I don't think we have anything. Oh, no, we've got that low-rent Ed Sheeran coming and singing.
Ted Sheeran?
Yeah, Ted Sheeran?
Yeah, Ted Sheeran. His brother Ted.
Ted Sheeran.
With black hair instead of red.
So my bands arrived. Uh-huh. Shannon's fits fine.
Sure.
Mine is big. Loosey-goosey.
Yeah. Is it more of a bracelet?
Loosey-goosey.
Yeah?
Like, it falls off.
Okay, Uh-oh. Not good. You know, I lost my wedding ring in France.
What?
When I was on a trip in France, I lost my wedding ring, and we found it in the pool. But I was without my wedding ring for, like, 3 days.
I can send it to the jeweler and get it back.
Size it, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not, I don't have enough time for that.
Sure they do.
No.
Tell them to put a rush on it. Nothing to sizing a ring.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, Shannon, look, if this thing falls off, I'll hold, when you put it on, I'll make it look like it fits.
You go to a jeweler and you say, dude, I'm getting married on this day and I need it back in time. And they'll put a rush on it. They'll do it
okay.
for you. Yeah.
Well, I'll work it out. I didn't know it was that easy. Yeah. I thought it was a whole thing.
So I actually, after my ring fell off, I sized it down. Then I got fat and I haven't been able to take it off since.
There's your answer.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. If you could just put on weight.
Celebrity wedding or band. Is it wedding ring? Is that the wedding ring?
It's the wedding ring or a wedding band.
Wedding
yeah.
band. Mm-hmm. That's been taken care of.
Good.
All right. So thank you.
No sweat.
You know what's going south? It's Kevin Hart's mistress.
Oh, no.
Yes. Apparently, the woman who was trying to extort Kevin Hart from all this drama after you went on Instagram to apologize for his missteps... is a traveling stripper.
Oh, no. Not even a stripper of a fixed address.
And TMZ has the screenshots where he is canoodling with her.
Mm.
Now, look.
Canoodling is a word that exists just for the website TMZ. You don't use canoodle in real life.
I actually made that up.
Really?
I mean, this is not what they wrote. I brought it,
It's used on a lot of gossip sites.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I must read too many of these because that's not what's in the script here.
It was a great ad lib.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. No. Back to my point yesterday about the whole Kevin Hart cheating and extorting, right? Again, These women can't keep secrets.
You're right. You cannot trust them.
And neither can you, clearly.
Right.
Right? All right, moving on. Now that we got that out of the way.
I'm glad you got that out of the way.
What does The Handmaid's Tale mean for Hulu?
What does it mean?
Hulu has come of age. They are reporting record new subscriber numbers.
Thousands and thousands of people that say, this interface sucks.
Is that Mike's cousin? How dare you?
There's now 2.3 million people all saying at the same time, why are the episodes not in order?
They go backwards sometimes.
And sometimes
not all the time. Just some of the time.
Sometimes not all the time.
Proving my point that you guys watch. I don't even know that, right? I have to get back on Hulu to get into The Handmaid's Tale.
Sure.
The idea that this one show essentially swept the Emmys has changed the much like when Netflix first won an Academy Award.
Right.
Like you, this is
Emmy Award.
An Emmy Award. This is what it's done for Hulu as far as subscribers are concerned.
It goes back to the Sopranos and HBO and legitimizing them as a network and not just a place that shows movies that aren't in the theaters anymore. They were a go-to for real entertainment. Think how long ago the Sopranos was.
Yeah, it was quite a while.
It really established HBO as an entertainment outlet. There was a joke on the Emmy Awards about Netflix. It says, remember, it was only about 10 years ago that their most popular show was a scratch DVD of Finding Dory. And now they are winning Emmys left and right. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and
it takes one show to legitimize an outlet.
I remember we started a partnership with Hulu years ago.
Yeah.
And when they first launched, I haven't heard people really talk about Hulu till after this award show.
Well, Handmaid's Tale, this is a game changer.
Right, outside of Mike. And even then it was kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'm going to get into this.
They've got another show called Shut-Eye that's really, really good. It's about gypsies and
tramps,
psychics.
And thieves.
Yeah, exactly.
They live in a festively colored wagon outside of town.
Did you see James Corden kiss Sean Spicer? It was like a big deal.
No.
Ooh. So he kissed him on the cheek, right?
Sure.
And now he has to apologize for that.
Why?
I don't. And this is the
thing. If James Corden has to apologize, apologizing for putting on a garbage show.
Well, I don't. Look, I know that you have your gripe against James Corden.
He's not from this country.
Yeah, but again, it's not because of that. Because I think I think both you and Mike think that the carpool karaoke is something that you guys should be doing.
Well, no, it's not so
like,
much
I think
that.
You guys see him and you're like, oh, we're a little hefty and jolly. We could be doing that.
It's a marvelous bit, but it's a bit. It doesn't merit its own television special. And I think that if you have 5 nights a week to fill on the Columbia broadcast system, you should be doing better.
Okay. Again, that aside.
All right. I'm sorry. And why did he have to apologize?
Because he apparently kissed Sean Spicer, like essentially in one of these fun Emmy, because he was at the Emmys.
Yeah.
And people are saying that he's normalizing what that administration stands for. This is where you lose everybody.
And you know what? Correct me if I'm wrong. Sean Spicer, no longer part of that administration.
Yeah.
That's like saying that kissing someone who voted for Trump normalizes the administration.
And he's making fun of himself.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? This is not even politically leaning. I read that. I'm like, why? This is why people kind of block out the news sometimes. You're like, why should you even worry about that?
It's really stupid.
Yeah,
right?
Just relax and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you. That was Dan O'Brien, everybody.
Which is what he also
appreciate
told to, that's what he said to Sean Spicer.
And I'll leave you with this.
Thank you.
If you're driving around town and you see what can Brown do for you, UPS.
Yes.
And
beautiful trucks. Gorgeous.
You see a billboard for Taylor Swift's latest album.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised of that being the new norm.
How
which I think is a strike of genius for both Taylor Swift's camp and UPS. These brown trucks have been driving around with just nothing on the side, and now they're selling advertising on all their trucks.
That's
smart.
Brilliant.
Yes. Yeah. So from DC to New York to Los Angeles, when you see the UPS trucks going by, if you see a billboard on the side on the left and right, it's the new norm.
That's cool. I want to get a billboard that says, hey, James Corden, kiss me.
That is Oscarazzi for today.
I'm over here and I'm lonely. Thank you. Oh, when we come back, I've got tiny little sounds and they're tasty.
Ready.
After this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Traveling in a fighter combi. Things go spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going to. Now, this is a good impression.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon and I'm joined today by my friends, Oscar and Todd, plus Mac from the Tech 411 show. Whenever they have time to record an episode, you can rest assured you'll hear about all the latest techno doodads and enter things. Todd, what's big this week?
Mailing lists, or lists for short. Uh-huh. I subscribe to lots of mailing lists. Two I like are called Frequent Flyer, for people who fly a lot, oh. And one called Dairio. It's a list of interest to dairy farmers.
I love cows. Oscar, what gadget do you have for us today?
Tengo una computadora y uso el internet.
Buenos coaches, Oscar. How about you, Mac? What is your app of the week?
Used panty vending machine.
Well, I'm not sure if that's an app, but I'm all for recycling. Todd.
Join the intrepid band of internauts as they search for the golden fleece of cyberspace.
What the f*** does that mean? Tech 411 with Oscar Moore and Todd Santana. Plus, Mac.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
I have a really quick, funny story about that promo. I made that promo months and months and months ago.
Oh, and welcome back to Inside the Promo Studio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got an email from a listener who said he had to pull over and stop his car when he heard that. He was one of the two people that actually worked on that Dairio, that mailing list.
So you
like
actually...
Like, in the 90s.
Wow.
It, wow.
Small world.
He was an intrepid internaut.
He was.
You know what? He is part of the Mike O'Mara Show family, and we love our family. Our listeners are like a family, a big, dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family. So if you have a product to advertise or a message to convey, the best place to do it might be right here. Think of all the members of your extended TMOS family that you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Mara Show get your message out so thousands of like-minded folks can hear it and act on it. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@mikeomarashow.com. Big or small business, you'll be treated like family. Again, that's sales, S-A-L-E-S, sales@mikeomarashow.com. Let us spread your word. Now we open the audio vault for today, which is September 19th, 2017. As long as there have been people taking live calls on radio or television, people have been screwing with them. Mm-hmm. This is just a tradition. This was a charity, sort of almost like a telethon, small deal. And two charity announcers get tricked with two fake names. And what's great, one of them gives the first one crap for getting fooled, and then he gets fooled. So check out this on live television.
Foreskin Tim? He donated.
Okay, just so you can, it's a little close. The first name they give is Foreskin Tim, okay?
Foreskin Tim? He donated $10. He says, shout out to all my young Samus mains. So thank you, Tim. We appreciate that.
I'll read that.
What?
See, what was, I knew better, dude.
I thought he was like doing it for Tim or Foreskin.
Just stop.
All right. My bad.
Admit defeat. You lost. You fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Oh, my God.
That's the $1 donation from Jenna Tools.
Oh, no, you just did it. You just did it.
Dumbasses.
You see,
they got me.
I am not alone.
I had never heard genitals before.
You didn't?
No, I'd never heard either. That's a pretty good fake name.
That's a good one. Mic, and then, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? Do that when you page in an airport. Remember that. Genitals. All right. Day late on this one, but it's worth playing because it's a solid bonk. New England versus New Orleans off the upright.
Oh, yeah.
This one rings. And you know what? I always know, even if I'm not following football, I know when a football goes off the upright because my phone goes. Anyway, this is a New England, New Orleans.
They need this. Morstead on the hold and Lutz. Oh, it's the right up.
Perfectly mic'd.
Lingering bong, yep. That's a good one. Like that.
Happened during the Redskins game, too.
Speaking of the New England Football Organization, Tom Brady, this surprised me. He says he is not worried about concussions. Is he just playing to the NFL team or the NFL line?
I don't worry about him. No, I mean, I'm not oblivious to him. Some of my idols had to retire because of head injuries. Yeah, I'm conscious of it, but I also love the sport so much that I want to keep playing, and I'm going to do everything I can to take care of my body in advance of the, you know, the hits that I'm going to take on Sunday.
Do you think that he gets a call from Big Football and they say, you're not worried about concussions?
Everything's fine.
You've never been better.
Throw on your Uggs and play ball.
Just look at the middle dot. It'll be fine. But anyway, it troubles me a little bit because that, again, we've referred back to this before, that movie Concussion, which was a great film. That seemed
CTE.
It seemed to go away in about 9
days.
Yeah,
it sure did. Mm-hmm.
And NFL, very powerful in this country.
There's
be
also,
aware of that stuff.
But you can't stop the players, like, for example, from retiring.
No, that's
right?
True.
To date, there are more players that have said, no, I'm done, early, in the prime of their careers. And the more that happens, and I know the NFL is supposedly doing their part to make the game safer.
So the NFL says.
But it's again, it's still a risk that someone has to weigh and say, is the risk worth the reward?
Trivia question. What is the shortest word in the English language that contains all five vowels?
Oh, I don't know.
It turns out it's a word called eunoia, and it means normal mental health. E-U-N-O-I-A. It's a great Scrabble word if you got to burn out some vowels. Here's computer guy saying the word because I like it.
Eunoia. 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 Eunoia.
So now you know.
Eunoia. What does it mean?
Eunoia.
Again?
It means normal mental health.
Well, how would you use it?
Well, none of us could use it.
That's true.
It hasn't come up.
I can't even pronounce it.
I live in a state of...
Eunoia.
So there you go.
Annoia.
Okay, instant karma. This is a great video. There is a pair of idiots driving in a car, watching another car swerving and losing control. I think there's something wrong with the driver because the driving conditions are okay, but the car is losing control. Swerves off the road, hits a metal pole. They laugh at him.
Oh, no.
The metal pole that he falls on them.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And it sounds like this.
Come on, Sidewinder. Get it going.
Please.
There he goes. There he goes.
So he hit the pole.
There he goes. Oh, he just...
Wow. Those dummies. Are they okay?
They're fine. Yeah.
Okay.
But talk about instant karma.
Jesus, wow. That was violent. Man. Jeez.
You know what they don't have?
Eunoia.
Lindsay Lohan's mother, Mother Lohan, had a birthday, and because she's caring, Lindsay took to the Instagram to sing her happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
The only reason I play this.
Happy birthday to you.
Turn up your listening device.
Happy birthday, mommy.
And you'll smell vodka.
Happy birthday to you.
When you care enough to send the very best.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
She's wow. She's fallen so far from Mean Girls. And I know I say that every time, but I just...
And the Parent Trap.
She used to be a plastic.
Yeah, you know what she doesn't have?
What happened? Eunoia.
That's right. She suffers from a lack of...
Eunoia.
Oh, Lindsay. Let's close with this. Another sex scandal touches the Trump administration.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is bad,
folks. It's a crazy one. The wife of Donald Trump's... Listen to this. The wife of Donald Trump's ethics advisor was caught having sex in a car with a prison inmate.
Oh, yeah. God.
Can you believe that? Donald Trump has an ethics advisor.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. We certainly do appreciate it.
You know ya.
Okay. Thank you, people. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Mike O'Mara, for availing yourself.
On the road.
And he will be back in studio with us tomorrow, and we look forward to it. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag, which was a great one today, can be sent to me, Rob, with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail your stuff right away, because Dan is going to check the mailbox in about 20 minutes, and we want it to be there. Thanks again for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Eunoia. Eunoia.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.